Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run over to Venice, Louisiana, and check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat this morning. Mike, good morning. What's going on?
Nothing much, Mickey. How are you this morning?
I'm hanging in there, brother.
Hanging in there. Well, yes, the eyebrow's back, so that's a plus.
Yeah, Big Daddy popped him one last night.
Yeah, he didn't have to go so far to go for his first one. It was a long shot.
Straight away center.
Yeah. So, no, ain't much happening, bro. Dodging the rain.
Yeah, I know. Man, how much rain have y'all had over there this year?
Oh, it's crazy over there. I don't know how much. I'm not there. I'm not going back there. We're trying to plan, but I've missed it here at the house all week. You know, you might go 2 miles. You might go 2 miles down the road, though, and it rained 3 inches.
Yeah.
I don't want it to rain on 105. They need to get through this mess. It's going to be a while.
What, is it a mess?
Oh, you know, they're making the 4-lane with Conroe to Cleveland.
Golly, what a mess.
Yeah. You ought to get you some of it. But there's construction there where you go.
Yeah, I mean, look at I-45. It's been under construction since the day I was born, or before.
Yep. And it still will be, because they're going all the way to Dallas. You know, they're to Huntsville. They're trying to get through downtown Huntsville right now, but at least they got a crew coming from Dallas this way. So yeah. I think they're past Corsicana. Yeah. Love the world. And it still ain't going to be enough concrete. I mean, they can't catch up. I mean, it's unbelievable. These little county roads around me, you know, they're old pig trails.
Yeah, you know, I can remember. Roads.
Well, no, they ain't farm roads. They're still county, but they're blacktop. Because I remember when they was just gravel. I know all these roads around here with Honor when I was a kid.
Yeah, I remember those roads.
Yeah. Well, you know, they blacktopped them, and they're just about wide enough for two cars. Now you put 3,400 on it every morning, every evening. You know, they just don't understand it. I mean, I'm not even going there.
Man, I'm trying to remember my dad telling me years ago when he went to Milby High School in Houston. He said, I think the population of the city of Houston was like 240,000 or something like that. Look at it now.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody can plan for these population explosions.
No,
it has.
We could
Everybody's
have,
coming
but
to
we
Texas,
didn't.
Man.
Yeah, we could have, but we didn't. So. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, fishing right now. Dog day, you know, they're chasing, everybody's chasing bull reds. And
right.
Weather is, you know, dictating that, so. But our that biggest bull. Problem right now, the problem with them bulls is they're here today, they're gone tomorrow because, I mean, our pokey situation's, it's in a serious situation.
Really? Man,
yeah.
we've had a heck of a shad crop. They're all just swimming out of the marsh and growing as fast as they can, heading to the Gulf, and, boy, they need to stay in the bays. They get to that Gulf, they're in trouble.
Yep.
Them tarpon and
well, plants, I mean,
they're running them like crazy. Jacks, it's nuts.
Yep. Well, you know, when they find them, that's what they're doing. But, you know, the and buggy boats put a hurt on Venice.
Well, they've been hitting that for how many years now? I mean, just crazy.
Yeah. Well, they're plumb over. They're plumb over towards Alabama now. They're
That's not, what you were telling me.
You know, and then they had another big fish kill. And
what do they use those for? Why do they harvest so many of them?
Well, the number one deal is one of their six. The big deal is for. It gets shipped to France. It goes in perfume.
Shad oil?
Yep. I believe that stinking mess.
Now, how can they make that smell good?
I have no idea, but that's their number one money maker, from what I understand.
Really?
Then the rest, yes. That's why it's such a big industry.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yep. And, that meal, it's cat food and fertilizer, I'm sure. But I know a lot of that meal goes into cat feed. I don't know if it goes in dog feed or not. Probably does. Who knows?
God, I hope not.
But, it's, that's number one employer. Well, it ain't no more since they put that plant in, or getting it in. They do have phase one open. They are shipping LPG out down the river and overseas.
Yeah.
But that was number one employer until that come in.
Until the LPG plant. How about that?
Yeah. Even Chevron and them up there, up there close to Belchase, they didn't employ as many people as Pogue Boats do.
Man.
In which that's a seasonal deal, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing.
Back during the FOPO, I seen all that shed coming out of the marsh and stuff. I mean, we had a heck of a hatch. But I don't know how big a chance they got.
Yeah, shed crops good over here this year.
Them balls go off shore and, that's what everybody's chasing, January, February, March, they're chasing them bogey balls offshore out there. But
now they use spotter planes to find them, don't they, and send the boats to them?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's big business.
It's big business.
How about the bycatch out of them? How many, sport fish are killed doing that process?
Well, they say none. They're foolproof now, but I don't know how many.
Well,
but I know they had a big red fish
on that Louisiana beachfront all the way over this way. All the dead bull reds, tarp, and all kind of stuff washing up on the beach.
Yep. Well, I think this one had happened on the east side this year. The one that just happened. But, they try to keep that quiet as much as they can, but. And it just gets talked about. There's nothing happens, so I don't know.
Because it's big business.
Yeah, you think? They did pass
all the shrimpers out of business over here, and now they're going after the oyster fishermen. Buyback.
Well, they ain't fooling with the oyster fishermen in Louisiana, I'll tell you that. That's for sure. It's unbelievable, the oyster farm that is. I don't know, Mickey. That is so huge.
Well, it was here, too. Look at Galveston Bay.
It
supplied 80% of the oysters to all over the country.
Yeah.
Before we had the demise of our habitat,
right.
From all the floods and droughts and everything mixed together, and floods and hurricanes, and that's crazy.
I understand. But, you take from Venice all the way back to Belchase, that's a pretty large area. And that's the way it is. It's solid PVC pipe all the way from... You come out of Red Pass, it's PVC and bamboo from Red Pass to Bataterre. And I ain't been past Bataterre, but I'm sure it's on past there, too.
Right.
But it's a sea of boats every day out there.
People need to be real careful eating raw seafood this time of year, man. This Vibrio thing is for real. I mean, it's... I was reading about it yesterday. It's actually just exploded up the eastern seaboard, too, from over here. Used to, the only place you heard about it was on the Gulf Coast.
And, right.
but it's you're flirting with disaster eating raw seafood or not cooking it properly.
Right. You know, and that's funny because you hear, I couldn't tell you the last time I heard about anybody getting sick eating raw oysters. But
it used to be a hepatitis type thing, you know.
Right.
Hear about it, but now it's Vibrio. Blaine right. And I had a good friend die two summers ago from eating raw oysters.
Wow.
He got a bad one, and that infection set in, and just, I mean, in 3 days, he was gone.
Hmm.
Terrible.
Did he eat it from a restaurant, or?
Yeah.
Huh.
Him and his, he had just gotten remarried, and they were celebrating their one-year anniversary, and went out to dinner, and he had a dozen raws, and he got a bad one.
Well, I'm a dinner.
Of course, he wasn't in the best health either. He was fixing to go through chemo and all that. And,
right.
And
no, that didn't help.
And it affects, you know, naturally, yeah. You know, immune system problems and things like that.
Well, you know, that's like all them locals down there. That, you know, if they know the right person, you know, because that shrimp and, I mean, that oyster business is, I mean, unbelievable how big that is in Plaquemine Parish. Well, all the parishes down there, but especially in Plaquemine.
Right.
And, you know, if they know the right people, they get a sack straight off the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's scary because, you know, they say they're guaranteed now because, you know, what they call pasteurized now.
Yeah, or something like that. I don't know.
You know, and that's why they want that. They want them oysters straight off that boat because, they get that good salty water, you know, when they crack them open and eat them. And once they go into the plants down there where they harvest them,
they're processed. Yeah. Yeah.
Even the raw ones, though, there's some process they go through that they, you know, they pretty much guarantee that that's over with. But
yeah.
Anyhow, it's all big business. So
money.
It's just like, you know, as recreational fishermen, I mean, my God, the guides that we have now on the Gulf Coast is unbelievable. I mean, I see something new every single day. I just quit going through and looking at postal pictures and all these new captains. But, you know, that's, I guess they got to replace us old-timers, but they wouldn't admit that many of us old-timers. So, I don't know where this industry's going.
I don't either. Well,
you know, going to wind up.
I've had a good ride. It's time to let these new young guys take over and get after it. More power to them.
I just feel for them, you know, because I've had several of them. I'll be doing this when I'm your age. I said, well, good luck with that, brother.
Yes.
Because if y'all keep flooding it like it's getting flooded, I don't know if I don't think our fisheries can withstand much pressure.
That. I'm with you.
Yeah. You know, I mean, look at Texas, Joe's limits, and, you know, so, you know, I guess Louisiana's the most, we have the best limits of any probably
state.
Yeah,
y'all got the most liberal limits anywhere, yeah. And that's why a lot of people go fish there.
Oh, my God, it's crazy.
It's good for business, but it's bad for the resource.
Yeah.
A lot more pressure.
You know, I think the Gulf, you know, has got still a very bright future in front of it because them yellowfin, they grow so fast, you know, and I think you can withstand it now. But you take the snapper. What'd you say the other day? We was just at 70%.
70? Yeah, I think it was 70 point something, almost 71%.
So was that state or federal?
I think it was a federal estimate.
So they're going to have to open that back up for them boys? Because I think they did last September. I think they gave them a week window there.
Yeah.
I can't remember, but I think they did.
Yeah.
Because I know.
Well, I'm waiting to hear on the AJ season. You know, it's supposed to open September 1st, but they hadn't announced it yet. They may not open it, so.
I don't know. I mean, I don't. I don't. I guess the commercial end of it is that big. I don't see it.
I don't know, brother. That's out of my pay grade. But
yeah, that is. You know, but that's something don't interest me, so I don't keep up with that. And,
right.
You know, I asked one of the offshore boats, and he'll know. He'll be up to date on it.
Yeah, I'll be. But I remember last year, Sharky. This hour, he'll know.
He'll be
asking him, but. All right, Mike, I got to run, brother. If somebody wants to call you, right, give them some info how they can reach you, man.
832-338-9376, bro.
All right, Mike, have a good day. Go Stros.
You too.
Later.
Stros. Later.
All right, man. All right. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. And check out their Labor Day pork tenderloin sale that's going on through the 31st. You buy two pork tenderloins, you get the third one free. You get one free, and that's any variety, whether it's stuffed or however you want it. It's buy two, get one free. And check out their full menu of Pecan Smoked Barbecue. That's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. They have bulk pricing available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage, along with homemade hot dogs, original and with cheddar cheese, hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloin, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. Let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard block party headquarters. And try their grab-and-go snacking products like their beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. Wild game processing facility, open year-round. So check out their deer tamales, venison hot dogs, their new sausage recipe. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:21. All right, James Plogg, what's going on down that way, man?
What's up, buddy?
Not a lot.
Nothing, man. Yeah. It's high this morning.
Yeah.
It is real high. High, so I've seen it.
Yeah, with the west and the wind.
Man, I ain't got a whole lot of west right here. It's almost due south or south-southeast right here.
Is it?
Yeah, I got no west. Wow. Yeah, not here. I mean, it might be somewhere else. Let me see.
Yeah, in Galveston, well, offshore it's due south, but inside, Eagle Point, up my way, it's southwest. But not much.
Yeah,
five to seven.
Yeah, it's like it's a 20-mile buoy. It's 170.
Yeah.
So a little bit east of south.
Yeah.
No, it's clipping pretty good. Still ain't rough, but it's
right.
Nice. 1.6 foot, 5 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, that's.
It looks like
that ain't nothing for all you salty dogs.
No, dude, I'm on let her chill for a while. I mean. Man, it was my boat. I looked at it, whatever day it was, Monday or whatever. And I can't stand that brown stuff. I mean, on my little boat, I don't care. On my other boat, I said, man, I called. Anybody ever need some? Isaac Street, he owns Stingray Yachts. He's been working for me for a long time. I said, man, you got to send the guy over, man. I can't look at this. So he sent his guy yesterday. That hole starts white, Most whalers, they're like desert tan. Mine starts white. And, man, the only way I've ever been able to say that, my first boat I bought when I had one built, the first one I built, remember that Guardian I built?
Uh-huh.
Before it ever hit the water, I waxed it with Fleet Wax.
What kind of wax?
Fleet Wax, hard can Fleet Wax. And it never... I guess I don't know if I closed in pores or what I did, but that boat would never get brown. And I've had two or three of these. And I had another new one I bought that I didn't do that to. And for some reason, man, it soaks up that brown. It soaks up everything. So actually, I was going to put bottom paint on this boat. I said, man, you destroy it. Nobody wants to buy a boat with bottom paint. So I just got to stay on top of it. I was going to ceramic coat it. Isaac gave me a price, and I'm like, man, I don't really care. That's fine. But he said, man, I don't know. He was skeptical of it. I said, okay, well, we'll just, when it starts getting brown. Well,
I know people that swear by that ceramic coat.
Well, I do too, Mickey, on some big boats. I'm talking about putting it on $7 million boats. But Isaac just, he wasn't sold on it. He's such a good guy, and I trust what he says. I said, okay. So it's not terrible. I stay on top of it, but about every 4 months, if I'm using the boat, like, you know, I don't really start using that boat till like, you know, the end of April.
Right.
You got to put somebody on it. I mean, I could do it, but I ain't doing it. I'm tired, man.
No.
I work on patents all day.
I'm out of the boat waxing days have been over for me.
Yeah, I did my big boat several times and used to do
I used to do it every month.
Yeah. Because to get the brown off of it.
Well, what we need to do is get a fad going where people have, you know, brown gel coat boats. The old Galveston Bay sludge color.
Then
your boat looks the same all the time.
Yeah. Hey, just paint the whole boat that way. Just let
That's it. Hey.
Oh, dude, I can't.
What color gel coat would you like with that new boat, Mr. Plog? Galveston Bay brown.
Yeah, give me that Galveston scum.
But you know what? If your boat's not turning brown, you're not catching fish. Hard water, baby.
Well, you damn sure ain't going to work. But you may not be catching up, but you ain't going to work.
That's it.
Man, I can't stand it on that boat, though. I'm like, man.
I know. It's have a beautiful piece of equipment like that, and you got all that crabber model look, you know.
I let my boat get away. Where I was putting in, you know, you're putting in the hours I was putting in. I mean, you watch the sun go down in the Gulf of Mexico and you watch it come up in the Gulf of Mexico. I would just, it got bad.
Well, your boat was in the water more than it was out.
Ain't that the truth, buddy? I think we left the day before yesterday, we left at 6, and I pulled up my dock at 9 that
Golly.
Night.
Oh, yeah, man, I don't know how you do that. I couldn't do that anymore. I could, but
Larry got in on that one.
Larry was on that marathon run?
Uh-huh, but that's just one of many. Hey, man, everybody's a trout guide, and everybody's a tarpon guide, and everybody go get blue marlins when it's good. You let it get slow, man, what you been doing? Oh, man, doing this. One guy was going with Jeremy. Man, I think my wife's dog might have died. I ain't going to be able to go today. I said, yeah. You let it get slow, buddy. They start hopping off that train, man.
Well, we went from dead dock shots on 3 little old trout to now all I see is, well, went 4 for 6 today. I went 6 for 8, 3 for 5.
Well, I tell you what, Jamie's catching them. Jamie's got
tarpon fishing's gone big on the Texas coast now. I mean, a lot of people just didn't mess with it. Now everybody's into it.
Mickey, here's the deal. We talk about this all the time. And look, I don't care what anybody does. I don't. I've been chasing these fish for 35 years. You ain't going to tell me nothing, show me nothing. But it got easy. And it's like trout fishing. Hey, these kids that coming up, they're good, dude.
They are
fishermen because the knowledge is already there. We know what to get. We know what to buy. We know what to drag. And we got cell phones, and we're going to know where to go.
Yeah. And what to throw.
What to throw. When it gets tough, I had a couple of people call me and said, man, you know, Mr. Blar, we just want to check. You know, this fishing's got kind of slow. And I just shake my head. I said, boys, let me tell you something. Y'all showed up doing this, like, not too long ago. You pulled 2 banner years. Last year was semi like it was in the 90s, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Year before that was pretty close. Now, me, I don't catch nothing anymore because I drive away from them because I can't stand it. But everybody else did good. Now, I had my days, but most of the time I missed them because I'm not going to fish in 20 boats.
No.
And I ain't running to a report. You give me a report, I'm driving 50 miles the other way. It's the hunt to me. Tarpon fishing is the hunt.
Right.
Me and you talked about it. The trout fishing is the hunt. If you yourself never caught another 2-pound trout, you're going to be fine. But you like finding them. If I never catch another 100-pound tarpon, it's okay. I like finding them. That's the joy to me.
That is. That's the thrill of the hunt.
It's not to the younger people, Mickey. It's how fast I can get one, how fast I can get in, and how fast I can get it on that phone.
Yeah.
And it's just different. But now that it's tough, it's one of the few days in a many, many years. I spent 15 hours on the water day before yesterday, and I never saw a human. So that tells you all you need to know. Now, you know, we didn't cut a feather, but, hey, man, sooner or later, I'm going to run into them. I'm going to keep going. I don't care. It don't bother me not to catch nothing. You know, you and I have caught plenty. I mean, you go trout fish for days, and if you don't catch one, that's okay, because sooner or later, I'm going to land on them.
That's true. So true.
Yeah. People are scared to go and do something and not get something. I enjoy, like we talked about, the hunt. I enjoy going. I like to watch the sun go up. I like to come down. I want to catch something. Me and you get paid to catch stuff.
Yeah.
But, man, if I don't, it's okay. I'm going to still live, and I'm going again tomorrow. It's going to be okay. I don't have to hurry, be sad because I can't go put something on the phone because I didn't catch nothing.
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. Yeah.
So, dude, not to be a big baseball guy, I'm not near like you, but I halfway pay attention. Hey, Yordan just kind of dropped off the face of the earth, and all of a sudden he shows back up.
Well, yeah, he's been hurt for almost 4 months.
And, yeah, I was listening to something. Yeah, he broke a bone, didn't it?
Well, yeah, he had a fracture in his hand, and it wouldn't heal. And he just had to just totally lay off. He can't swing at bat. He didn't lose much talent because he came back last night. He put one out, and that's
I was watching,
loving that.
Well, I know you. I was watching it, and I fell asleep, dude. That one day took it out of me. Man, we fought them storms day before yesterday.
I bet.
And it was just a washing machine. It never got really right.
Man, that Gulf was full of storms yesterday. I'm going, man, I wish somebody had come on land.
Well, yesterday was bad. I've had so many days that, man, we can't leave till 8 or 9 or 10.
Right.
You know, one morning we actually got to go. This was a couple, 2 or 3 weeks ago. In the morning, and I made my loop kind of where I'd been fishing and seeing just a handful.
Mm-hmm.
And, buddy, we drove into them, man. but I hadn't been able to go in the morning time.
Right.
But it's been slow. I talked to my buddy Coon over there. On the east side of the river, it's the most tarpon they've ever seen. This guy's been chasing them since 1973. And Jeff Cote will probably tell you. But it's all at places we used to didn't fish, like Breton Sound. Now, we used to fish northeast. I never fished out in Breton Sound.
Well, that's where all the pogie is this year, is east of the river.
Well,
what Jeffco was just telling me. That's why I'm tarping her over there.
That's why they're there, Mickey. All the stuff on the west side of the river. Coon ain't caught no fish this year. He says he sucks, too. but he likes to fish on that west side. And here's what he told me. He says they're coming. And he knows. He knows more than me. I'm like, man, it's late in the year, but maybe. Maybe, you know.
Well,
but I've seen this a million times.
All we can do is wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, some years is, hey man, some years trout fishing is really, really good. Some years it sucks.
Same way with tarpon. Anything else.
Same way. That's with anything.
Deer hunting, quail hunting, dove hunting, hey, you name it. That's the way it works.
I'll tell you what we do got, buddy. We got some doves. Now that.
Yeah, the dove population is really good this year. White wing and mourning dove. According to the numbers,
I don't know if
counts.
I guess white wing opens, I guess the first, but if it's calm, I mean, I got to go to work, but
yeah,
I guess I can drive the rods and maybe shoot some white wings.
Yeah.
You know, if you're anywhere in the
town. Afternoon deal anyway.
Yeah, I got to go buy some shells, dude. I ain't got nothing. I shot
Yeah, you better hurry up before they're all gone. Well, hey, man, speaking of gone, I got to get out of here, brother. If somebody wants to call you and get gone, give them a number, man.
All right, man. 409-771-7306.
All right, James. See you, buddy.
Holla at you, bro.
Later. Bye, all right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse. Croker's located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have them all on display, their different size bottles, all their regulators, diffusers. They refill the bottles right there at the store for you. If you need more info, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Guff shrimp. No farm-raised at Boyd's, good quality Guff shrimp. And their Cajun Grill next door puts out some really good food. And their food truck over in Santa Fe does the same thing. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 539 here in the Bayou City. Let's jump down to G-Town. They're on off. It's Bayou. Check in with Outcast Charters, Captain Sharky Marquez. Sharky, what's up, Michael?
What's up, buddy?
How's it going, man?
Man, I'm good, brother. Me and Mom are actually up in Corpus right now. My dear brother is getting his today is getting his wings for naval aviation.
Oh, cool.
So we are he's flown helicopters for about 5 years and then went to the academy down here to do jets. So he's going to be, it sounds like he's going to be on an F-18. So
what's his call sign?
DB.
DB.
That's right. So
well, that's
I'm off
cool.
water today, but we'll leave after his ceremony today. Make the drive and back on the water tomorrow, brother.
Well, you should have planned ahead and got old Cliff Webb to take you and put you on a 30-inch trout while you were down there.
Ah, man. Thank God we're far enough in where I haven't seen any water out here. I already thought about it because
don't go down there. You'll want to jump in, man. It's so beautiful down there.
Man, I don't even want to look.
Plenty of big fish swimming around, man. Them guys have had a hell of a year.
Yeah. Man, I'm kind of grateful we're not that. We're probably 5 minutes away from the water, but gosh, man, I'm not going searching for it. Not when we're so time constrained.
Yeah, I got
it. I guess thinking about it, I should have brought some gear with this morning.
You lead a busy lifestyle.
Yeah, taking a little break, man. But you know, even being on the water 300 days a year, I still be out there trying to catch something this morning. You know,
right?
If we weren't stacked up with plans, but anyway,
are they going to have an AJ season or not?
Man, that's the million-dollar question, and we're
coming up on September 1st, man. I mean, somebody needs to make a call.
Yeah, it'd be nice to know.
Be nice to know. The feds regulate that, and I don't know why they're so dragging their feet on it.
Yeah, it's a big unknown at the moment, and I'll tell you this, September 1st, I guess that's, Tuesday through Saturday next week, I'm on, it's like 6-7 days, I'm on 12-hour trips in a row, you know. Goodness. For AJ season. But if there's no AJ season, it's going to be interesting.
Well, everybody likes that because the snapper and the AJs overlap, you know?
Yeah. We'll see if we get lucky like that this year. You know, it didn't open up in May, so everybody's banking on September.
Right.
But I don't know, Mickey. It's been, even I've seen a couple, and why it's confusing is because I've seen a couple of charters, you know, whether it's from here or somewhere else, they're like, get booked for AJ season, you know? And then you got the Noah Fisheries coming out and saying, you know, we haven't decided. I think they made a post, you know, with an amberjack and said, we haven't decided on this, you know, exact date. And I mean, you know, if it's going to be open, we're looking at these statistics and it's in the unknown, but you know, I don't know, man. I hope it opens, but we'll see.
Well, you guys had a pretty good run this summer in the Gulf, man. You know, considering how terrible it started out with all the winds and heavy seas.
Yeah, man, we've been blessed with some good weather this, you know, and I say good weather, we're storm, the last 3 weeks has been kind of the same program as far as storming early in the morning, you know, so we're dodging storms, and then it gets a little aggressive, and then it's lunchtime, and everything tapers off, you know? Yeah. And it's been that same exact story for just so much tropical moisture out there. But you know what? I mean, I'll take that 7 days a week if it's, you know, blowing 5 to 10.
Exactly. And,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, 1 to 2 foot seas, I'll take that because we can get around that stuff, you know. 9 times out of 10, just scooch on around it and
all it takes is a little more gasoline, man. Just gas up.
Yeah, that's right.
Gas plenty of up, that to go around. Up and hit the seas, baby.
That's it, brother. That is it, my friend. You are absolutely right.
On an average trip, when you go out there, how much ice do you carry? I mean, that used to be the big deal. Like, I don't care how much you take, it wasn't enough, ever.
Isn't that the craziest thing, man?
I mean, well, boats are better now, you know, with a lot of their hatches and the insulation and everything. But
I know
that big giant hydrosport I ran back in the day, that middle hatch was my fish box up in the front. You know,
ice would melt fast, huh?
Yeah, and I'd fill it all the way to the top. I'd always stop at Boyd's and pull around back, and we'd be shoveling in there, pack it just completely full. I mean, I could get in that hatch. It was so big. And, boy, at the end of the day, I keep looking in there, and I'd start pulling bags out of other coolers to, you know, top off and make sure those fish stayed ice cold. I mean.
Yeah. You know, we're probably taking at least 300 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, at least. You know, what I've been doing is I'll make a slush out of it. You know, at the end of the day, we're coming in, you use that saltwater wash down, something about that saltwater on that ice, boy, and make a little slush, and those fish are completely submerged. You know, put a plug in the bottom of your live well.
Mm-hmm.
There's some kind of science behind it, but all I'll tell you is it keeps those fish real fresh, buddy.
I bet it does.
You know, it just sucks getting them, reaching in there to get them when you get back to the dock.
Yep. All right, Sharky. Well, look, man.
All right, buddy.
Enjoy your brother's ceremony and everything. Congratulations him and your family. If somebody wants to get down and do it up without cash charters, give them some info how they can reach you.
Absolutely, man. They could hop on Google us at Outcast Charters Galveston. Read some of our reviews. Check us out, man. We'd love to have you guys, your family, corporate events, birthday parties, you name it, man. Bachelor trips, just come out to Galveston. Check us out. Bayside Event Center right on 61st Street. You can come lodge with us, and we'll go make some memories out on the water.
You got it, brother.
Sharky, all right, brother.
Have a great day, man.
Thanks so much, man.
Thanks for taking my call. See you, man.
No problem, buddy. We'll talk to you on Saturday.
All right. All right. Now let's jump up to the Big Sam Rayburn Reservoir. Check in with our good friend, Randy Dearman. Hey, Randy, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning there, Captain Mick. How you doing today?
Man, living the dream, brother.
I mean to tell you, I think we got a little rain coming this way.
Well, it's a possibility. There's been a lot of rain everywhere but around me.
We ain't had much the last couple of days, but seen on the radar last night that it was a coming.
Well, Hopefully so.
Yeah. Fishing been, crappie fishing been terrible.
Has it?
I hate to tell people that, you know, but I'm going to tell the truth.
Well, it's, you got to tell it like it is, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It seemed like ever since they pulled the lake down so low that we went and put out a bunch of new brush. I'm ready to see if that'll put it out a little deeper. You know, the lake's 8 foot, right at 8 foot down. So we just, me and my partner there, we went and sunk a bunch of new willows to see if that'll turn things around. They like that new green stuff.
Fresh brush, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that'll that'll be the answer. I don't know. It just, it's strange, you know. It's just been the slower summer we've had. Of course, there's, you know, different things have caused it, but you know, just dropping the water that fast like they did. You know, just, I don't know, that thermocline was about, it's about 18 to 20 foot, so yeah. That, thinking that new brush, hopefully them fish will pile up, you know, right above that stuff. We put most of it out in about 30 foot of water, so.
Hmm.
Big schools of shad cruising around everywhere. I don't know. I guess that's what them crappie are doing, just following the dang. I mean, there's so much shad. It's just, it's spooky.
It's the way it here is here on the coast. We got a lot of big shad hatch this year on this upper coast.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of shad.
Done a little bit of bass fishing, not much. It's just too dang hot to stay out there. You know, catch them up shallow early in the morning on topwater bait. And catch a few of them hard clay points, you know, as the sun gets up.
Right.
Just too hot for me to stay out there.
Well, it gets so hot up there with no wind, you know, and got all the trees blocking any kind of breeze, and it gets sultry in East Texas.
I think it's getting hotter than it used to be. It's a different kind of sun rays. I sent so many of them.
Yeah, it might have something to do with our age a little bit too, Randy.
I think all these satellites and rockets they sent up knocked holes in there.
Yeah.
Letting some different rays come through.
Well, our skin isn't durable like it used to be. Man, you got to cover up and, hey, bear with it.
You know, I never wore no sun lotion or nothing growing up. You know how we run around. Now I put that stuff on my ears and my nose. If I don't, it, my ears get like leather on top.
When I used to wade fish a lot, you could always tell what shoreline I was wading because that side of my head, my ears, and that side of my face was burned up from the sun coming up in the morning, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty nuts, brother. Well, Randy, if somebody wants to get up there and do a little bass fishing or crappie fishing with you, I wish crappie fishing was better, but you never know. It may turn around here in a week or two.
As soon as it starts cooling down, you know, by mid-September, it'll come back to normal.
I got you. Give him a number.
936-328-0864. Have a good gap, right. Mick.
You bet, Randy. You too, buddy. We'll see you, man. Later. All right. That's Randy Dearman up on the Big Sam Rayburn Reservoir. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.